In this episode of the Variety Show podcast, the boys finally taste Iron Brew 1901.
We don't need the app, Rob.
Why does it tell you how much it's going
to
kill you?
May have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children.
A Kinder special for Do You Remember?
The past few Kinder eggs that I've opened over the past few years have been jigsaws.
Oh, it's not going to stand,
which is not what you want as a toy. You do not want a really crap jigsaw in your Kinder Surprise.
Yeah, I would always get the fucking jigsaws whenever I got them as an adult.
How many TV shows can Rob match?
No, that was just the nice music that we're using
okay.
for the show.
Oh, sorry, it played at the beginning. Now. Okay. Yeah, this is the banter section, everyone. Yeah,
it's like we're having a TV break. It's an ad break.
Insert banter here.
Insurance is just too much, isn't it?
No one's getting paid as much money. Fuck all of you. Can we move on to the next section?
Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom, and...
me, Rob.
Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, with Rob today, we're just going to accept good. And that's all you need to
that's
know.
That's it. That's all you're getting.
What I'm going to say is democracy.
Oh, yeah.
We are very pleased to announce that democracy is back in this household and Rob's household.
It is.
Helldivers 2 have done something I wasn't expecting. They have sacrificed Super Earth and made the game good.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't played it for 130 days. Mm-hmm. You'd played it a bit more recently than I had, but by the time I looked back on to see the new alien race that had been introduced to the game, they'd been annihilated. There were no planets that I could have actually played against them.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, I'm turning it back off again. But obviously, if you're involved in Helldivers 2, you can see that Super Earth is currently being taken over by the Illuminati. So we thought we'd give it another try. And it feels like it used to. I'm really pleased to say that.
Yeah, so the plot line of that is the Helldivers blew up one of the super bug planets. The bug planet that was like supposed to be the hive of the bug planets.
Yes.
Well, one of them, where they all got mutated, and it turned into a black hole. And then after a month or so, that black hole started moving towards Super Earth, and it was destroying planets in its wake. And then it turns out that black hole is actually a portal for the Illuminate to escape through from wherever they're from, and they all came out of it, and yeah.
And they're fucking us over.
And they're fucking over Super Earth, yeah.
Well, the problem is, I mean, I remember when we were playing it, as the foursome that we were,
mm-hmm.
I think they were looking at half a million players at one point, wasn't it?
Something online like that.
At the same
it was a
time.
Lot, yeah.
And then looking at it now, at the biggest push that it should be, saving Super Earth, I played it last night, 140,000.
Yeah. It's funny because you sent me that and I just managed to get the bloody football onto the TV through the fucking shit Discovery app. And I had it on the BBC, first listened to it, and it tells you how many people were listening at the same time, and it had 193,000 other people listening to it.
So there were more people watching a local football match.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway, we're glad to say that's back. Let's get on with the show.
Oh, God, more taste testing? These two must have the diabetes by now. Oh, can you tell me what makes boba pop? Is it rectal?
It's taste test time. We have popping boba drink that you've supplied. Mm-hmm. We've got an Iron Brew 1901.
Oh, you got an Iron Brew.
We've got the Iron Brew 1901, the one that we've chatted about over a year ago and said we must try this one.
It's got a sexy man on it.
Allegedly, it's meant to be like the original formula. Well, I'm pretty sure the original formula would have had more than 11 grams of sugar in it, but let's not go there. At least it has sugar in it.
This is a point of contention we're always going to have. There's not enough sugar
in it. Oh, 100%. We then have a Milky Way milk drink,
mm-hmm.
which you've already said, I'm not going to like that.
Yeah.
And then we've also got caramel crunchy bites.
I saw them.
They're going to be delicious. And I'm just going to say this now. Get it out now, Rob. My throat itches.
It doesn't itch, it hurts. Were you drinking full fat Coke?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a can of full fat Coke as well. Mm. That's where we're both at with our drinks.
Coca-Cola.
Shortcut.
So, what
are you
going to
go for? We're going to go for this first.
Yeah, the chipmunk wants some of that left over. She wants to drink
welcome.
The Milky Way
She's
milk.
She's welcome to have as much of it as she likes. I really don't think I'm going to like this.
Now, fun fact, didn't know this, by the way, while you open that up and
pour
us out.
Who's going to be the decider of whether this is fun?
I think you'll like this. So, in the UK, we have Mars Bar and Milky Way.
I had a Mars Bar on my way here.
In America, it's not Mars Bar.
I should know this.
In America, it's Milky Way.
Yeah, they're the wrong way around.
And no, and a Milky Bar is Three Musketeers.
I remember the very first time we went to America and my sister went and grabbed a Milky Way because she liked Milky Way.
Expecting it to be a Milky Way.
And it wasn't a Milky Way, it was a Mars Bar, which blew our minds.
Yeah, it's just really weird, isn't it? Because you know what? A Milky Way is a Milky Way. It makes more sense in my mind that it's called that, not just because we've had it. It's light, it's airy. It kind of makes sense to call it the Milky Way after the galaxy. I don't know. Anyway.
You know what's nice, right? Milky Way milk drink. This is a very nice can. Blue. The classic Milky Way wrapping, but in a can.
Yeah.
It looks nice. The first ingredient actually is what it is. Milk.
Yeah.
The first ingredient. That's a really nice change. what we've not been having. It doesn't sound like milk has any cancer-causing chemicals in it.
I was going to say, if I scan it and it comes up as, sorry, this is cancer-ridden.
I mean, there is stuff in there. There is acesulfame K.
So that's sweetener.
Sucralose.
Sweetener.
Suitable for vegetarians.
Oh, sucralose is a big red flag. We found that out when we last scanned it.
Oh, yeah, that is a bad one. Yeah. Okay, well, let's just go for it. So it's a milk drink rather than a chocolate drink.
I think it's milkshake. Basically, it's going to be...
I might like it, because I was thinking it was going to be chocolate.
No, I've got a feeling it's going to be basically a thin... It's not going to be nice, thick and creamy like a fridge, because let's face it, fridge...
Fridge, I love those.
...are the best milkshakes out there. I'd be very worried if that went... and it was carbonated. Oh, he went for a sniff and it wasn't a good look. So it looks exactly as I thought it would do.
Yeah, it looks like a hot chocolate, but it's cold.
It is, and we've made a mistake here. We've gone for the milky, creamy drink.
Oh, I'm going to put my Coke in it to rinse it out.
Oh, no, that's just disgusting.
Afterwards. Hang on, I'm just going to move the mic so I can put this away safely, everyone.
That smells exactly as I expected to. Although there's a little bit of a kind of a sicky smell to it.
Yeah, I didn't like it when I smelt the can. I don't like the smell of this at all. I'm not going to like this.
The smell is worse than the taste. The taste isn't too bad.
Oh, you've tried it?
Yeah, I've just necked it. The taste isn't that bad. It tastes like... tastes like Yazoo.
It's
Yazoo.
Yeah, consistency of milk, at least. Not a milkshake, so it's not thick. Yeah. Like a really mild. If you ever have Cadbury's hot chocolate,
yes,
it tastes a lot like that, to be honest, but cold.
Yeah, that's a fair.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not wonderful. I don't mind it. I'm gonna go with a 4 point, a little bit more. No, let's try that one again. 4 point. A bit more Milky Way would have been nice. I wouldn't mind drinking the whole of that as long as it's cold.
Oh,
and
I
that's
could...
for the first time. Mm. No, I lie. Shot of Baileys in it would have made it better.
I could never drink more than what I just did. That sip of it was enough for me. It's so sickly. I'm sorry, but it's... I think I'm not going to go as low as 2 because I can appreciate that it is actually doing what it's meant to be doing. But I do have to go from a personal level. I don't like it. It's a 3 point. I just don't like these.
Fair enough. No, we'll accept that. We will accept that. Now, what are you going with next?
I was just cleaning my cup with Coke.
Yeah.
The Iron Brew is the one I'm most looking forward to. So let's get all the chocolate out of the way.
Okay, so caramel crunchy bites it is.
It's a very crunchy sounding pack. That's why I did that.
It's crunchy.
Very firm and easy to open.
Bugger me.
Wow, this is just winning on all levels. I'm going to give it a look. Oh, they're massive.
Now, fun fact, these came from B&M, as I called it to
it
Kate.
It doesn't smell nice.
Bums and mums.
Bums and mums. It doesn't smell nice in there.
Oh, no. Overpowering Caramac with a little hint of kind of crunchy.
Obviously the actual sweet itself smells lovely.
Yeah, I mean, so these came from B&M. Fun thing that I've God, I'm going to be saying fun for everything now, for fuck's sake. Miserable fucking cunting thing. B&M do American sweets, like a lot of places do now.
Mm.
They're doing Australian sweets as well. So I picked up a picnic bar for Gem to try, and it was a picnic cookie bar.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know they made picnics anymore. And you turn over, it's Cadbury of Australia.
Mm.
Right, well, he's just shoved it in his mouth.
Just went for it.
Mine has no crunchy in. Oh. Oh, my God. It was the tiniest bit of crunchy.
Yeah, it's very small amount.
Hmm.
The texture and consistency of this is very difficult to actually eat. Very, like...
claggy.
Yeah. Stodgy is the word.
Waxy.
The aftertaste is where the crunchy comes in. I don't like this.
I was expecting maybe a chunk of crunchy bar just covered in caramel.
Yeah.
Not a lump of caramel with tiny, 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 tiny pockets of crunchy.
With a crunchy thrown at it from a distance.
Mm. Grated over it.
Yes. Grated crunchy. That's what it tastes like. Grated crunchy inside a block of not that nice caramel.
Yeah, I'm going with a 2 point where the fuck's the crunchy.
Yeah, 2 point. I can't believe there's caramel in that.
And I'm going to say, that is a fresh pack, not damaged.
Or rather crunchy in that, I should say.
Yeah, not damaged, no holes in it. It's in date. And the caramel tasted stale. It kind of had that powdery...
You know what?
It had been hot, then cooled, hot, then cooled.
That's what I was about to say. That's been in a fridge, out of a fridge, in a fridge, out of a fridge. Or it was too cold when it was transported.
Something
like that. Because it even looked
that.
Like it. If you look at the chocolate,
yeah,
it looked
it's
like
that
it's got
white powdery residue.
So that's been cold and then gone warm.
So maybe we're not being fair to it, but
we can only go with...
Yeah, exactly. It comes as it comes. A wet, sticky mess.
That's what she said.
Jesus. Right, moving swiftly on then.
Well, we're
going
to do the boba now.
So we've got popping boba. It's got a lovely little face on the can. Oh, it's so sweet.
So cute. It's
Let's rip its little, eyes out.
That kind of ooh-woo happy face. Called Flavita. Now, when I got this on the one stop on the way here, it's funny because there's a lady in that one stop, the old lady. She looks, if we told about this before, she looks like a bulldog chewing a wasp, but she's so lovely.
Yeah.
She's so lovely. And I said to her, I was like, I always come in here and you've always got the most amazing different drinks. I said, I'm having this one today. And her and this other woman were looking at it. I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds odd. And they went, have you tried this chocolate? And I looked at it and it was the
Dubai chocolate. That's where
Dubai
I got it
chocolate.
From.
Yeah. And I said, I have tried that. I didn't like it. And they were being so nice to me. And this is like 20 to 10. Two burly builder lads come in. And she instantly switched, turned to them and went, we're closing in 5 minutes. And the guy was like, I don't want a drink.
Nice.
So she's so nice to me. And then turns to them and just like,
you know, one stop if you would like to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a strong open there. A nice strong open.
Long one, I was saying, all away from the microphone there.
I'm just going to drink it out of the can. You've got a cup. That's all that matters. Going in.
Now, I haven't
seen any of the... What flavour is this meant
to be? I haven't seen it mango. I haven't seen any of the bobas in there.
Oh, is there meant to be some pearls in there?
Yeah, gel in there.
Oh.
They'll all be at the bottom, won't they?
So, mango boba tea. Oh, yeah, soft gel boba pearls. So, they are in there somewhere. It smells mango-y. It smells a bit like Tango Mango. If you remember that episode, go and listen to it.
As we found out, tea drinks aren't that bad.
Interesting that it's not fizzy, even though you've got a really good carbonation sort of effect when you opened the can.
Now, the problem is, because you don't have a straw, you can't get the balls because they're all just going to be at the bottom.
Well, you're meant to pour it into a cup.
Yeah, but then they're going to sink to the bottom anyway.
Yeah, but then at least you can tip the cup up and you see what you've had and what you haven't. It's not going to get caught on the can rim.
It tastes like mango-flavoured something.
It's a flat mango drink. It's not unpleasant. It's not overly sweet, which is surprising.
It's quite nice.
Oh, I quite like that. I'm going to go with a 4-point mango-licious.
Yeah, 4-point mango. I mean, mango's my favourite fruit, so I'm going to like it. I'm going to like it anyway, but yeah.
No, I'm rather pleased with that. I think that's really rather nice.
This is what we've all come for. You got this from the One Stop?
No, that came from Bums and Mums.
Oh, B&M. Sorry, Bums and Mums. Did you just buy one or did you buy a multi-pack?
I only bought the one.
Damn. Now, this feels extremely full of air. This is a very solid can.
Oh.
So let's find out.
And I bought it over a week ago, so it's been sat there.
You hear all that air just come
out? I did hear all of that air do. So those of you that are listening, I don't know if you've had Iron Brew recently, but I used to like Iron Brew. It used to be a really nice, strong, sugary flavour. And then all of a sudden, they went down the route of the sugar tax, which wasn't their fault. They needed to make sure they keep saying. So sugar was taken out. I think sugar's back in it now. I genuinely don't know.
I enjoyed the last Iron Brew I had.
Yeah, don't forget we also had those terrible Iron Brew ones.
Oh, not the ones I had on the show.
The Iron Brew cream soda, Iron Brew strawberry or whatever it was.
Just Iron Brew, it's an interesting taste on its own. It just doesn't need to be mixed.
No, agreed. So this is Iron Brew 1901. Ooh. Taste the first ever Iron Brew recipe.
I like the smell of it.
Brewed just like we used to in 1901. Made from girders. Bullshit.
Girders?
Yeah, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Because... So the thought of using the word brew for something that isn't a tea
or a
beer.
We don't need the app. We don't need the app, Rob.
Why does it tell you how much it's going to
kill
you?
May have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children. And for us, that's bad news because we are children.
And it's 10:35. It tastes great.
Oh,
just so you just
that's Iron Brew back as it should be.
It's really nice.
That's Iron Brew from my childhood. Mm. Oh,
I'm glad I poured a lot in here. This is really nice. if you just think now, dear listener, Iron Brew, it tastes like that.
Yeah.
If you've had Iron Brew, it is what this tastes like.
If you didn't like it, it tastes exactly the same. And if you did like it, it tastes exactly the same. Oh, that's cheeky. That is just a 6-point iron.
It's a 6. Yeah, it's a 6.
6-point brew for the win.
Oh, 6-point iron my brew. Oh.
Mm.
I say do you. You say remember. The classic feature is back once again.
Do you remember? The shit that I bought, remember? Did you give it a thought, remember? It's probably tat, that's all. Woo! Yes, as you heard by the song, it is Do You Remember? Now, Rob's had a hard time of it. He hasn't been able to find one, which is fair enough. So, Rob, you are just doing Do You Remember for me.
Okay.
This is my lovely eBay special. And... it's in a little brown bag. There's quite a few things in there, but these are all related. It's all the same Do You Remember? Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want to see if you look at these items, if you can tell me Do You Remember is.
I'm going to feel them before I get them out.
Oh, he shoved his hand right in there. No lube or anything. He's having a finger.
They're little figures of some kind.
They are little figures.
Two, and there's a small one here. That feels a bit like a kangaroo.
A kangaroo?
Is there a kangaroo?
Well, there is a kangaroo.
Really? That feels good with like your fingers. A kangaroo, so I'm going to take the kangaroo out.
Oh, that's a little joey. There's a bigger roo in there.
Oh, these are cute. It's a little crocodile.
So these are plastic figurines.
Oh, little plastic little guys. Hi, little guys. There's another kangaroo. Look. They go on the end of your pen or something?
No.
Oh, there's a little tortoise there. Look, a little duck in a bow tie.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of recognise these. They're like Kinder Egg toys or something.
Oh, what did you just say there?
They're Kinder Egg toys.
These are all original 90s Kinder Egg toys.
Oh, I kind of, something about them, they kind of feel, I think it was this one.
It was the
turtle with the shell. I think I have this, or had it, I should say.
They had a whole range of turtles. There's a load of them. And the black and white cat. Those are the two that I really remember.
Oh, this little guy here.
And they are...
Oh, that's an awkwardly painted face.
Oh, yes.
Bad eyes.
But they really take me back, those, because they are the proper traditional sort of Kinder surprise toy that you got.
Yeah.
And it was back when Kinder gave you something that was really nice, really enjoyable, a proper toy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not a proper toy, it's a figurine, but you could play with those. They were nicely made. They were hand-painted.
You could allegedly tell they're hand-painted.
Yeah, so that is my do you remember, funny enough. So do you remember Kinder Egg toys when they were good?
Okay, well, I clearly remember Kinder Egg toys when I could see some Kinder Eggs on there. So,
oh, yes.
I eat Kinder Eggs myself as an adult, and I get them for tea. He doesn't call them Kinder Eggs. He calls them something else because he can never remember what they're called. Now, do I remember? I remember this little guy. Have I thought about this little guy? Probably not since I got him. Yeah, Kinder Egg toys now are not like they were.
Well, that's why, as you've well spotted, I bought two Kinder Eggs. Because I thought, we don't need to eat the chocolate. We can give that to our kids. You can give tea the... Rob's going to eat the chocolate at some point. Obviously not tonight because he will not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, let's see, versus what we have here, which is nicely painted figurines that actually look like what you expect them to look like. We'll try and get some pictures up on the social at some point.
Versus 0 to 3 sad onions.
Oh, no.
So mine has actually got Spider-Man from... Spider Friends, whatever it is, that cartoon.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man drives around in his mum's minivan.
This could very well be a themed toy in here.
Well, I'm popping mine open, and I've got the capsule that meant Kinders can't be sold in America. Fun fact, I take it you know that one?
Yeah, I did know that
fun because apparently fact. This is a choking hazard. If your child's put that in their mouth and swallowed it, I'm sorry, they deserve to fucking choke and die.
I thought that... They did sell these now.
I don't know if it's back or not, if I'm honest. Okay, I've already opened mine, and wow, is it shit.
Yeah, what have you got? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Is the honest.
Oh, look, at least I get to build mine.
It's...
No, I don't.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course you don't. So there's now a download and play thing. So there's obviously a app that you can download.
Of course there is.
It's called a Play-Do. I'm meant to put stickers on it and turn it into one of the characters. I see. And my stickers. Oh, here they are. Look. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Hang on. I mean, it's still shit. I still don't like it, but it's been designed to hold the little piece of card to hold in their face and their body.
Right.
And then you scan it with the app and it comes to life.
So what I've always done with any of these is I've always been like, you've got to try and make it without looking at the instructions.
Which is exactly what you should be able to do with a child's bloody... Right, mine is shit. And do you know how shit mine is, Rob?
What?
I missed the bin. That wasn't as good as I was hoping it was going
to
go
instructions.
For.
I can't figure out how this fucking weird little model fits on its stand. So but... I got Ghost Spidey from Spider Adventure... Friend things.
Spidey and Friends, I think it's called.
Oh, I think
and
it just stands on that. That's gonna fall.
Pardon me. Iron Brew. But you know what? Yours actually looks good. I would say.
I'm going to give this to T. He'll love this. He likes Ghost Spidey.
That is up there. So that would have been what? Gwen, isn't it? That plays Ghost Spidey.
It's Gwen Stacy, but it's Ghost. They call it Ghost. Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, that is actually good quality. I'm very surprised. I was expecting the past few Kinder Eggs that I've opened over the past few years. Have been jigsaws.
Nope. It's not gonna stand,
which is not what you want as a toy. You do not want a really crap jigsaw in your Kinder Surprise.
Yeah, I would always get the fucking jigsaws whenever I got them as an adult.
But I've got to say, your one, mine was shit. Mine
Yours was
really
dog
rubbish.
Shit. Yours didn't make any sense.
Yours
at all.
Looks really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think T will like that. I'll give that to him tomorrow. He doesn't eat the chocolate, so. He literally, whenever he gets one, he'll have a bite of the chocolate and then opens the toy, because that's actually what he wants, the toy.
No, well, that's fair enough. So you get the chocolate and he gets the toy.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
Blinded. Yeah, so I think you get a point for that, because obviously I do remember Kinder Egg toys, but...
But you haven't thought about them in the past year?
I haven't thought about...
6 months? Whatever you set the rule as.
When I opened them, it was a year, I don't actually think about the old ones. And this one in particular, I remember this one. So I think because this one was in there, I'm definitely going to give it to you. I remember this one.
Oh, well, you know what? You can keep that one. Oh, you can take that one home and add it to your little shelf of goodies.
Yeah, I'll go on the shelf of other podcast oddities.
And the rest of them, I'm going to burn.
What?
No, I'm not really. The look of terror on his face.
Look at this little guy too. This little lion with a hot pan.
And they didn't even put breathing holes in the pack.
Yeah, 1993, it says on the bottom.
How many TV shows can Rob match?
Right, Robert. It is time for Guess the 90s Intro Theme.
Yay.
We haven't done a quiz like this for a while, or at least not that I can remember, and my brain remembers things just like a sieve. So
no,
if we
no, it doesn't. Your brain, you no, what it is, you just remember the most fucking...
Whoa there, Rob. Let's stick with something appropriate like Crayon Muncher, shall we?
Things.
I'm going to have to beat that word.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even think.
Oh, Rob.
Make a note.
Yes, I will.
Where I said a bad word.
Don't worry, I will. Oh, dear.
Business
right,
Incorporated
have you got
are really going to be upset with me.
I did give you a pen.
Okay, is that a pen? Yes.
Okay, so I think we need to just hand over to Valentino. The only thing that Valentino doesn't explain is the clips are 10 seconds long.
Okay.
Hello, Robert. Or should I say contestant? Welcome to Guess the 90s Intro Theme. Wait, Tom. Why does it say intro and theme? Surely intro or theme alone would have sufficed. Twat. Anyway, welcome, contestant. You have 18 theme songs to match against their show title. I'll play the clip twice, but no more than that. So, if you're ready, here comes theme number one.
Just before we get into that, if you would like to play along, I will have published on social media the link to download the answer form. So there are 18, and what Rob's got in front of him are 18 TV shows written down. He's got to label the number against the TV show of which clip. So clip number one, you'll write one against one of those, okay?
Okay. You see, now I recognise it. It's just, I don't know what it is. That's really annoying that I completely recognise that.
Oh, yes.
I think I know which one it is.
I've made, just put a temporary mark in.
Temporary mark, I think it's that one.
So that was number one.
Because there'll be some I will know.
The number two.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. I know that one.
Can you name the duo that used it as a...
An oxide neutrino. I've got them in the end. They came to my school.
Really?
Yeah, they came to my school, secondary school.
That's a story we might need to talk about at some point. Okay, you happy with your answer?
Yeah, I know that one.
Moving on to number three.
I love throwing a strange one in there. So some of these were designed to be, we would have been little at home and mums and dads would have had this on TV.
Yeah, well, the one that I think that is, I don't actually know what the show is. It just sounds like it probably is that one.
Yeah, nice. No, I'm not giving you any clues. I think that's a brilliant way of going, though.
On to number four.
This was a fucking banger. Dun, 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 we need more sax in this world. Dun, 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 dun.
Now,
so get your answer on there.
Yeah, I've done it, yeah.
Ladies and gents, make sure you get your answers down as well. Moving on then.
On to number five.
I forgot you've got one more playthrough.
I don't know how that is at all. I don't know what that is.
You know what? I actually think it sounds like the name of that one. So when we get to it and we give you the answers, we'll see how you do anyway. But we'll move on.
Number six.
I know what that is.
And you've had you notice, I haven't done an art attack moment.
Yeah, I knew what that was
I
instantly.
I was so close to putting art attack on this. And have him actually say it as well.
Yeah. It's number seven now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what that is. Where is it on here?
Hopefully, if you're playing along at home, you're either finding this really easy or you're too young to actually understand what any of this is.
No, they don't.
Yeah, true. Whoop. Whoop. You happy so far?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Moving on to number eight.
I know what that is, yep.
Okay.
I like that show.
Oh, I'm not going to give you any answers yet. I liked Harry Enfield in it.
Halfway through, time for number nine.
This is a hard one, I think. Although he's going straight in with an answer. Or maybe it's not as hard as I thought.
Time for some banter, Tom. Give me a rest, will you?
So is this one?
No, that was just the nice music that we're using
okay.
for the show.
Oh, so we've got to do some banter beginning. Now. Okay, yeah, this is the banter section, everyone. Yeah,
it's like we're having a TV break. It's an ad break.
Insert banter here.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's going to be over really quickly and it's going to be a really short fucking episode.
Sorry.
Maybe that's what people want. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
Right. So how are you doing on your answers so far?
Number five, I didn't have a foggiest clue what it was. And number three, I've put tentatively on their positions.
What about number one? Because you said you knew thought...
That's what I said, one and three.
Oh, sorry, you said three and five.
No, five, I didn't have a clue.
Oh, right, okay.
One and three, I've put...
Gotcha, okay.
Just next to where I think. The number three in particular, I didn't recognise, but there's a show on here I don't recognise. And it seemed like... I'll say at the end because I don't want to give people
Well, yeah,
clues.
Yeah. If people are actually playing, I don't want you to say any because no. I know the one that you immediately got. I think there's a whole generation of people that will have just heard it and gone, yes, straight away, just yes. Whether they like the show or not, it is a banger of a fucking theme tune.
Yeah, all of
and
the
that's
theme
all
tunes
that's
good.
All I could play. That's literally all I could play of it without it then.
Yeah, because it says the name.
Saying
it says
the name
over
and over again. Yeah. And it's a fun, yeah, it's, anyway, I nearly gave it a big way, one way.
I once saw the person in that show, an ex-girlfriend of mine, her dad was a caretaker for a private, yeah, that's him, private school in Potter's Bar, and this person's daughter must have gone there because there was a tennis tournament and I happened to be driving through and there he was.
Oh, okay. And I don't know if this is going to set you off or not.
Of course it doesn't exist. Someone's got to make.
I love the fact that they call it the signature controller as well.
You're going to have to beat that out. You're being mean.
No, I'm not. They don't know what I showed you. I could have showed you a picture of my cock and that's what you were laughing
at. Hang on,
at.
I shouldn't say hard R because it sounds like I'm saying the N-word with an R at the end, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're going to be just some people.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to just get back to Valentino.
No more banter. It's dangerous.
Okay, moving on to number 10.
Now, I think that's what that one is.
Ooh, okay. He's starting to doubt himself now, ladies and gents.
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
I'm just going to let it go, by the way. I'm not going to try and pause it anymore.
Number 11 for you now.
Of course I know how it is. It threw me at the drum roll first. I was like, mm-hmm.
Blue pizza.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
It's number 12.
Confident pen strokes there. Confident pen strokes. Again, can you see what I mean about what you may have heard in the background growing up in the household in the 90s? Oh, I should have done Last of the Summer Wine.
Getting close to the end, number 13.
Are you ready to go shopping? No, it gave it away.
Yeah, it's a bit of a giveaway, but there's so little you could do with that one.
Yeah.
Unless I'd left it just the beep, beep.
You just didn't do it, that's enough.
Okay, next time.
If you know
time.
It, you know it. Yeah, next time you put supermarket sweep.
Moving to number 14.
Yeah, no, that one.
Oh, and this one's a classic as well. But
I said that on purpose, by the way, because it's obvious that that's what that was.
There's a whole generation that won't know what this is.
Yeah.
It's number 15, everyone.
Ooh. I wasn't expecting a frowny, not sure answer on this one.
I don't know.
What do you think number 16 is?
Ooh, another one.
I don't know what that is either.
Ooh.
Penultimate one now, number 17.
This is when Rob realises he's fucked up.
This has thrown me these last ones.
Oh dear.
That's what's going on.
Ah, finally, number 18 and the end of the themes.
Oh, I know that one.
One of the best TV themes out there.
Well, I fucked up somewhere.
Oh, well, we'll talk about it in a moment. Don't
okay,
worry.
Well, that's the one I thought was number 3, so I'll put that there. So I've got 5, 15 and 17.
Thank you, contestant.
Somewhere.
I'll now hand back over to Tom, who should be wearing the incredibly tight and revealing glitter-covered leotard I left in his bedroom. Yes, I got it from Bruce Forsyth. If he could get away with it, why can't I? Oh, stuff it. Over to you, Tom.
Well, I've watched some of Leighton's things. And I didn't recognise Noel's party in any of those.
Oh, dear.
So that's the one that's fucked me up. I don't know the Krypton Factor, so I don't know what the theme tune for it is.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. This is the point. It was,
and
wasn't
I
meant to be easy.
I didn't hear 999.
Oh, dear. Right, well.
So I've got 5, 15 and 17 to put down. So I'm just going to put that as 17. I don't know. And I'm just going to put that one as 15. And that one is 5. So if I get 5, 15, 17 correct, they were guesses.
So I've got all 18 queued up now. It's only going to play it through once. What we'll do, I will, as soon as it's finished, pause it, and I'll tell you what it is, and you can check it off.
I haven't put a number 1 anywhere.
Oh, you haven't put number 1 anywhere. That's not a good start.
Why have I put 5?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, that's because that... Right, hang on. That was what I thought was number 1. So I'll put 5 there. Right.
Sorry. Right. Are you happy with your answers? Because as soon as I start playing, there's no changing.
So I'm just doing some lines on my guesses so we all know what ones my guesses are.
Okay.
So there's 4 of them in total that I've completely guessed on. So let's go for it.
Valentino has fucked off, so it's time for us to get the answers.
Well, it's pay by the word, so good.
Okay, so... What did you think this one was?
I put that as 999.
It's 100% 999. Well done.
That was a guess. But of course it makes sense.
This one is simple, in my opinion, because it's been the same theme song.
Casualty.
Yep, Casualty all day long.
No, I wrote Holiday.
It is Holiday, yeah. With Jill Dando.
Yeah, it sounds Holiday-ish.
Which is... They got it bang on, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it sounds like
said,
a holiday music.
Can you create some holiday music for a holiday TV show? And they did.
Yeah,
no,
I got your back, mate, yeah. This is this morning.
Absolutely this morning. And as I said, we need more saxophone intros to TV shows because it sounds so good.
No, I've said the next one's Noel's House Party as a guess because I can't remember the tune.
Which this was saying. Krypton Factor.
Yeah.
So Krypton Factor, do you know what the Krypton Factor was?
No.
Okay, hang on a moment. So Krypton Factor was a game show. It had three contestants. And what it was, you had brain. So you had a three-dimensional puzzle you had to complete as a round. There was a quiz round. There was a flight simulator round where you had to land a jumbo jet flight simulator.
That sounds fun.
And then at the end of it, you had to complete an army obstacle course.
Yeah.
It was a real...
I think if I'd re-listened to it again, I wouldn't have put five as Noel's House Party, because it doesn't sound like Noel's House. I just completely was like, I need to put a number somewhere, so I put a five here, not remembering what the number was.
So we already know you've got that one wrong, which means you've got another one wrong
somewhere
else.
Are we number six?
Yes.
So I have Beatles About.
That was Beatles About.
Watch out, Beatles About.
Ba-dum-bum.
Watch out. Beatles about.
You better watch out, because the man's a cunt and upset a lot of people. Genuinely, I watched some of them with Kay a few months ago, and there's a woman, she's just bought her first brand new ever car that she's owned herself, red Ford Escort.
Nice car.
Took it to Chessington World of Adventures, had it at Chessington World of Adventures.
Yep.
They then swapped it out of the car park and drove over it in a tank in front of her.
Oh.
And then sent the Chessington staff and blamed her for parking there before he comes out and then says, well, here's a bill for it. And then, guess
I
what?
I've seen Jeremy that one.
And it's like, that's such a horrible... And I've looked back and watched others and it's like, yeah, I've got a brand new Jag. Yeah, we just dropped a skip on it. It's like, this is a horrible show.
I
love it, but
I don't like pranks like that.
No, it's... They got some of them... There's a brilliant one where a young lad's gone for work experience and they prank him by making things aliens have landed.
That's funny.
And it's really funny. And then they had one where quite a large man walks into a bed shop and sits on the bed and it just completely crumples and breaks and the young lad has no idea what to do.
That's funny too. So a fat man walks into a bed shop. It's like an opening line to a joke. Okay, what question was that?
A Jim Davidson joke, unfortunately. I think that was six, so this should be number seven.
That was seven. Well, this is seven, yeah. You've Been Framed.
You've Been Framed. Again, hasn't changed for years. Not aired anymore. Or not new ones made anyway.
Oh. Men Behaving Badly.
Started on ITV, went to BBC, opened with, do you know that it was Harry Enfield first?
No, I didn't.
So first series is Martin Clunes and Harry Enfield. Harry Enfield plays a character called Dermot, and it just didn't work, and that's when it moved to the Beeb. I think it might have been that. It might have been the other way around. I can't remember. And then the Beeb brought in Neil Morrissey instead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's references. Martin Clunes' character, Gary, regularly references his old roommate, and that's the point.
Well, I've wrote Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
His attack is literally, as soon as this ends, the next words are Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
So this was on the kids knockout thing we used to do.
We never finished.
We don't beat that. We're not meant to talk about that either. Live and Kicking.
It was. Let it finish. Live and Kicking. Again, great theme. Wake up on a Saturday morning. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, we all know what this is. It's Rugrats.
Rugrats, absolutely right.
Antiques Roadshow.
Antiques Roadshow, indeed. That's a good bit of music, annoyingly. Terrible show. Supermarket. Oh, sorry. Dale's Supermarket Suite, this is from. Check it out.
So, Crystal Maze, I put.
This was the Crystal Maze, absolutely.
Yep. Right, next one was a guess.
Noel's House Party.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
Now, I'm not sure which series this is from. I know it's slightly changed, but it was pretty much always this one.
Hollyoaks.
Hollyoaks indeed.
Now, I didn't really recognise it. This was a guest too.
I used to quite enjoy watching this after school, you know. I got quite into it.
Well, what number is this?
Oh, I'll have to tell you in a moment. Let me pause.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is 17, which I put as the Krypton
Factor. Oh, sorry, no, this is Robot Wars.
Okay, so that's...
Which I'm surprised you didn't get, because I know you were a Robot Wars
fan.
I
did really enjoy it, but I did not at any point recognise the...
So that was number 17, I think, so this is the last one. Grandstand, which is, again, one of the... It's up there with Ski Sunday.
So I got three wrong.
That's not bad at all. Well done.
Three of them mixed up. Three of them mixed
up. So 15 out of 18. How did you do? Post up on social media. Let us know. If you went the hardcore way of just going for, I'm going to guess the name of the show without even knowing what the shows were, even better, let us know how you got on. What did you make of that?
Yeah, sorry, Leighton, because I have actually watched his show, so I'm really surprised I didn't get the Knowles House Party tune. Obviously, I've not been paying enough attention to actually the things that Leighton hasn't said. I don't know.
I honestly can't remember because I've
watched three of them. So, and I now can't remember whether he does the intro in it or not.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That was the 90s. Sorry, what did I call it?
I guess the 90s intro theme.
Yes, and I'm a twat because I didn't need intro.
You should have wrote guess the 90s intro theme music tune.
Oh, nice. That's next time.
Insurance is just too much, isn't it?
Right, rant time. I got hit by a lorry a couple of weeks ago.
You did, yeah.
It fucked me right off. Wasn't my fault. It's still being processed, so I won't go into it too much, but I'm definitely not fault. Dashcam shows it. He basically didn't need to change lanes, but decided to change lanes into me without indicating.
Yeah, I've seen the camera
And he didn't need to change lanes. He was going round a roundabout. He could have stayed in the lane he was, and he would have been in the perfect lane for where he was going. Whereas the lane he moved into would have put him going not where he wanted to.
It was an interesting argument. Oh, I wanted to go that lane because I wanted to go down that A road, when the lane he was in clearly stated that's the lane for the A road he wanted to go
on. This is the thing. The lane he was in would have put... So the A road we're talking about is a three-lane road. The left-hand lane goes all the way to where it's going. The middle lane goes all the way to where it's going. The right-hand lane goes for 300 yards and is a right-hand turn into a non-industrial residential area. Yeah. He would not have been going there.
Because he's in a big fucking lorry.
So he could have stayed in the lane he was in and he would have been in the middle lane and he would have gone all the way like he was meant to. Instead, he went into my... Anyway, pissed me off, no end. Demanded the police rather than talking to him. Didn't speak English. All I got was shouted at, "Polizei, polizei!"
So, he was demanding the police.
He wouldn't give me his details. Just shouted "police" high at me. And then eventually the police said, we'll be 45 minutes because we don't attend these unless there's been intel. I said, no, that's fair enough. But he's refusing to give me his details. Mm. He then thrust his phone into my hand and there was some person speaking English. And he said, "What have you done? What have you done?" And I said, "No, what have I done? It's what your lorry driver's done, mate." Mm. He's driven it. "We'll see, we'll see." And I said, "No, we will see, because I've got the dash cam footage of it," and just gave him back the phone. Yeah. Very aggressive anyway. So police turned up, forced him to give me his details. And then he was on a phone to a woman speaking English at the point saying, "Arrest him, arrest him." And the police said,
"Arrest you?"
Yeah, "I'm not arresting anyone. There's been no crime committed. It's very obvious that actually the lorry has gone into the car, not the other way around. We're here to make sure this person gives the other driver his details because he's refused to do so," and then hung up on her.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all happened. I've got my car back. It only took a week. They repaired it. It's immaculate. Looking at the rear alloy, which is one of the main bits he hit, there were big 1 centimetre deep chunks out of it. They've refurbished the alloy. It looks immaculate. I thought they'd put a new one on. No, it's a refurbish. I don't know how they refurbish an alloy.
Who knows?
But it's immaculate, exactly the same. Amazing. Anyway, all repaired. And then it's been a matter of my insurance expires at actually midnight tonight of recording.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I paid £430 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's with Esure, mm-hmm. and they have a £250 excess and a voluntary £250 excess.
Mm-hmm.
So So I've had to pay £500 towards this repair, even though it's not my fucking fault.
Yeah.
They claim they're going to, as I've got motor legal protection, they're going to get that £500 back for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fucking ridiculous when an insurance, and it's your fault, it's not your fault, you're still... Anyway, this is annoying. And I didn't, I've never had to claim on insurance. I've never had an accident that's required. I've never had an accident until then.
Yeah.
I didn't realise, it's not you give £500 to the insurance company. Oh, no. You give £500 to the repair company who are repairing your car.
Mm-hmm.
Enterprise, if I have an accident in their enterprise car, I give them £500 of my excess. So I've got to pay them £500. But guess what? If I have two accidents or there's two items of damage on the enterprise rental car, it's £500 each.
Jesus.
That's how excess works, boys and girls. I didn't know that. I presumed you paid £500 to the insurance and the
That's
insurance thing. No, no. It's £500 to everyone that you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with a...
I've never heard of
unless
that.
Unless you have a courtesy car included, the courtesy car that they arrange. So if your insurance company says you have a courtesy car, that's fine. That's paid and covered for. But if you don't have a courtesy car listed as one of your extras, you'll still get a courtesy car, but you need to pay your excess if you damage. So what they'll do is they'll still pay for it and they'll claim it back from the other side if it's their fault. If it turns out it's not their fault and it's your fault, you'll pay for it. So they kind of put the payment off in lieu until it's all decided. But then, yeah, then the car company will say, if you damage our car, you need to pay us the excess,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking ridiculous as well. And then, as I said, the repair people want their... So I thought, well, that's ridiculous. But you know what? It seems to be the cheapest insurance. It's annoyed me more because my insurance for the past 4 years keeps going up, even though I've got no speeding tickets, none of
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good driver. I've had no accidents, no speed. And the insurance just keeps creeping up and up and up.
Yep.
So I've had this accident. Esure now wants £700
Get
a year.
Fucked.
Even though it's not my fault.
Yeah.
With £500 excess. So the cheapest I've found so far is Hastings at 577 fucking quid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with no excesses at all. So fine. I'm going to do that because the excesses is ridiculous. And it turns out it's because my car's in what's called Insurance Group 19E. And apparently it's slightly more expensive to insure. So a bit of a bummer. What can you do? Just check your insurance group of the car before you buy it, boys and girls. I think the thing that's really then annoyed me is I've tried to do my insurance this evening and the Hastings home have come back. It doesn't match our record, so you need to call us. We close at 7. Okay, brilliant. Really useful. What do you mean it doesn't match your records? I've never been a customer of you.
Yeah.
So God knows what's going on there. I just think there's a huge fucking scam car insurance.
There, it fucking is. It's, you know, it's just the government handing over power to private companies. You know, forcing everyone else, all of us, to legally have car insurance means they can do whatever the fuck they want. These companies. Just don't get me started. I could just fucking go. And everything's getting more expensive. I keep saying this to people. I haven't said in the podcast before. The world is going to fucking break because everything's getting more expensive. No one's getting paid as much money. Fuck all of you. Can we move on to the next section?
Yeah, no, you know what? I agree. Just the warning.
Not you listeners, sorry.
The warning, ladies and gents, is check your insurance group of a car before you buy it because that's on me. I should have made sure it was a lower group. That's absolutely my fault. My Duster used to be much lower. And I couldn't work out why it had jumped up by £200, my insurance. I now know why. It's because I've got a sporty-style car, apparently.
You don't have a sporty car.
No, it's a fucking estate car with a 1.3-litre engine in it. It's not sporty.
No.
And, yeah, just be aware. If you put excesses on to bring your price down, just don't, please. We don't do that.
Just don't
do that.
Sit back and enjoy.
Right, ladies and gents, that is the old man rant over. Variety show is over. We will see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you very much for listening. It's always very much appreciated. And remember, we are a small, tiny, insignificant little indie podcast. The more you share us, the more listeners we find, the bigger we can get, and the more fun we can have. If you would like to find out more about The Variety Show, head over to channel84.co.uk/The Variety Show. And there you will find all our social media links. So Blue Sky, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those good places. Well, Twitter's not a good place. It's accessible, but we all know what I mean. You can also email me on tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email Rob on rob@channel84.co.uk. Or if if you feel the need to email both of us but don't want to type those email addresses separately, you can email podcasts, that's plural, podcasts, at channel84.co.uk. Also, if you head over to channel84.co.uk, you can find out more about the other three shows inside of our network. That is the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which, funnily enough, is Rob and me again, talking about sci-fi, geeky, and all stuff in between those two kind of subjects. You'll also find Who Takes the Socks Off with Simon and Ross, and you will also find Animan and Karen with Lightly Used. Otherwise, it's been another good episode. Thank you, as always, my fantastic co-host.
Thank you, darling.
And we will see you next week for the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, and in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of this. And by the way, if you haven't listened, bonus episode with Drew Lusions of Retro Rambles came out Wednesday just gone. Please go and listen to it. It's a fantastic little chat about old video games, new video games, indie video games with Drew Lusions, a fantastic vlogger.
When they're on YouTube, they're called VTubers.
VTuber, that's
I don't
the
know
one.
What a V stream is. It a V no, streamer?
It's VTuber. I think that's what it's labeled. Yeah, but fantastic Twitch channel. Go and support Drew, and yeah, go and find.
I do recommend it, by the way. I've said to you before, his Twitch is pretty unhinged. I like it.
100%. It's so worth it. So yeah, go and find that. Go and listen to the Retro Rambles. If you want to be on Retro Rambles, drop me an email as well. Is there any other news? We've actually got a bigger guest coming for Retro Rambles, by the way.
Bigger?
Yeah, so we've had Mr. Biffo. Mm. We've got Paul Gannon coming up at some point when I can tie him down to it.
Mm-hmm.
We have my first person that is on national radio, has ridiculously large podcasts. We're going for lunch and then going for a walk around St. Albans. It's myself and Ollie Mann.
Nice, you're going for lunch too. Wow, yeah, we're going
to have a nice little lunch in St. Albans, and then we're going to walk around the lakes while we talk about Retro Rambles. If you don't know who Ollie Mann is, LBC, did Three Counties. You probably don't, if you don't know him from the radio, you'll know him from podcasting. Answer Me This podcast was the first podcast he did. 18 years ago, I think that one started. And it's just made a comeback. Also, The Modern Man, which is his show, funny enough, based on his name. It's kind of a magazine-style show, really good. He also does one called The Retrospectors, which is a day in history. So every day of the week, there is a new podcast with what happened on that day in this year. There's been loads since as well. He's done technology-based ones, all sorts. So that's also one of our next guests.
Wicked.
So, yeah, if you want to be on it, drop us a message. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.